This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We got some starters playing tomorrow. Let's go. Get excited.
Lime's not excited.
I am excited.
No, you're not.
I'm excited.
I can tell you ain't excited.
I'll tell you when I'm excited. When the third quarter begins.
Why?
Because it would appear that Shedeur Sanders will be
out
on the field
he
on the third quarter.
He said it, not me. All you guys, talk about Shedeur. He's the guy that everybody gets excited about.
Can we send an alert, a 92.3 The Fan alert, once Shedeur actually jumps out onto the field? A push notification? I'm going to ask him right now.
Nathan Zagura joining us on the Fan Hotline. Hello, Nathan. Good morning. Nathan, you there? I don't think we have Nathan.
It's like, I'm not doing this.
All right. He's like,
I talked to the commissioner. What do I need to talk to you guys for?
But if that's the case, like, you know what the hell are these idiots, these clowns? Tired of this. Real football, Nathan Zagura. Hopefully we'll get him back here in a second. You really want to send a push button notification to everybody
yes.
when Shedeur hits the field?
Yeah. Owen? Will it help
you gotta
the broadcast?
Do it with Dylan. You gotta do it with Dylan Gabriel.
The push notification is Dylan Gabriel is exiting the game. Shedeur Sanders is coming into the game and watch the number spike.
Don't do that. You know Nathan can't answer that.
He can't answer that.
Listen live. Shedeur Sanders has entered the game.
Yes.
You can come in from mowing the grass. No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to. No. Nathan, hello.
Good morning, Bonfire.
Good morning, Nathan. All right. You know what? I always got to start it off. You talked to the commissioner yesterday.
Yeah. I want to know, Nathan, when he answered the question about the Super Bowl, were you buying it? Did you think, yes, this is a possibility?
I definitely think it's a possibility. I mean, as he said, the stadium is Super Bowl quality. I think that it's going to be about, you know, hotel rooms and all the things around it.
Super Browns! Yeah! Zagura's getting us a Super Bowl.
I said, I think it's possible. But I think there's a lot beyond just the stadium that has to go into it, which is why he referred to it as a Super Bowl quality stadium, which it will be.
Well, because he said 50,000 high quality hotel rooms and all that stuff. And I immediately thought, well, Indy did it and Detroit did it. That's still kind of a while ago. So, you know, the things change. Yeah, it's a bigger event than it used to be. And that's crazy because it's always been a pretty big event. So we'll see. You know what? I got to be honest with you. I'd be happy with the draft. WrestleMania, I think, is actually out of the question, but that's due to the whole Vegas thing and all that other stuff. But that's a conversation for a different day. I know you like your wrestling, but
sure, sure.
Tomorrow's game, Joe Flacco. How long do you expect him to play? How long do you expect these ones to play? And who of the ones do you think doesn't play at all, if there are any?
I definitely, like, for example, I think that there are certain guys, you know, like a Betonio and a Miles Garrett, you definitely don't need to see out there. Denzel Ward, since he's dealing with an injury, I wouldn't expect to see anybody who's dealing with anything. So Denzel, maybe Greg Newsom, said Tillman's a little banged up, so I wouldn't expect to see those guys. But I think you'll see everybody else, and I think that, you know, I think the goal will be to just get good work. So I think it's a possibility they could play up to 25 snaps, as we've heard Kevin Stefanski say last night on the Kevin Stefanski show. You know, that's maybe the ceiling, but I think if they go out there and execute really well on the opening drive, maybe it's just the opening drive. You know, I don't think that they're really going to force this. Now, the Rams aren't going to play anybody, so I'm hoping that we go out there and look very efficient and march right down the field, and then we can have good vibes going into the opener.
What do you think of the difference here, maybe the pivot from the coaching staff or maybe the organization on playing guys this time around? You've seen some other teams also kind of change the way that they deal with preseason in general, and especially the third game.
Well, the Browns have played their starters in the preseason. Typically, it's just kind of been earlier, but this year, because of the joint practice, and they played some starters in the finale last year, but because the joint practices were week one and week two, that's where your starters got all those work those weeks. And in fact, got, you know, between 60 and 80 snaps over the course of the three joint practices, which is, you know, equivalent to a full game. So there, this week there wasn't a joint practice. So to keep them getting some good quality work, I think that's why you're seeing the starters. I think the preseason's fascinating in the sense that nobody in the NFL, there's no consensus on how to approach this at all. You got some teams that don't play anybody ever. You have some teams that play people early in the preseason, not late in the preseason. You have other teams that play people all 3 weeks. You have another teams like us, we didn't play the starters first week or second week, and we're going to play them in the third week for a little bit. So there's no consensus on it, and I think, as we all know, we're headed towards a world in which there's probably going to be two joint practices and two preseason games, and that's it. And we'll see what that ultimately comes out and looks like.
Nathan Zagura joining us on the show. Running back situation, it ain't going to be figured out by tomorrow afternoon. I know that. What do you think the Browns might have in mind here? I understand the Quinshon Judkins thing. That's a totally separate entity. But are we looking at waiver wires after tomorrow?
I think the Browns, you know, you've got kind of what I would call your explosive backs locked up, right? With Jerome Ford, with Dylan Sampson, and even Pierre Strong. We saw the burst from him on that 54-yard run last week. But you really don't have that power back that Quinshon Judkins was drafted to be. You don't have the guy that even Deontay Foreman was brought in to be, although it didn't work out as well last year, or that Kareem Hunt had been for the Browns prior to that, along with Nick Chubb, obviously, who could do it all. So I think that's the market they could be looking in. I know they like Amani Marshall a lot. I think the question is, do we like Amani Marshall enough to go into week one with him being our bigger back? And so I think that if the Browns are in the market for a running back, it would be a bigger back. And my guess is it would skew more towards a veteran than a younger player. But I don't think they're looking to necessarily, certainly not break the bank. Obviously, you want to get Quinshon Judkins in here, and that is the role that he was drafted for very early in this draft.
Yeah, Nathan, so often we talk about the names of the running backs. What about the profile of a running back in a Kevin Stefanski offense that is operating at, you know, top capacity? When you had Nick Chubb, he was like a cheat code because he did almost everything. He probably could have caught the ball out of the backfield more had they have asked him to. What do you think fits the description of what Kevin Stefanski is looking for this season?
You need running backs that have good vision and that understand, you know, in the outside zone when to put that foot in the ground and get north-south. And that's one of the things that I think Jerome Ford's really improved on early in his career. Did too much dancing, too many negative plays last year. Averaged 5.2 yards a carry. He's got that home run ability. Obviously, if you're going to play in this offense, you have to be able to protect the quarterback. Deuce Staley will not put you out there if he doesn't believe that you can protect the quarterback. So that's key. But when it's more of a zone scheme, and yes, of course, we run some power, some pin pull, but when you're in that type of a scheme, it's the guys with the vision, the guys that understand their tracks and then understand when to get that foot in the ground, get north-south, and or cut it back and find those lanes. So I think we've got guys that suit our scheme very well. The thing that we don't have right now is that bigger back. And I think that that's why if you're seeing reports about the Browns looking for a back, I think it's going to fit that mold, which is the guy that's going to go ahead like Kareem Hunt did, right? Wasn't always pretty, but he got you 3 yards. You needed 1 yard, he got you 3 yards. You needed 3 yards, he got you 3 yards towards the end of his career here with the Browns. that's what I think they're going to be looking for if they do bring another running back in the mix, somebody in that bigger profile, because it's just a lot to ask of Amani Marshall to come in and be that guy early coming out of App State. And so I think that that would be, if they are looking for another running back, if they're looking for that bigger guy to come in and kind of be that hammer.
Isaiah Bond, how much are we going to see of him?
I know he's going to play in this one. And listen, when you can run like he can run, I think that it's very, it would make a lot of sense. I mean, he's going to, obviously he's going to make the 53. He saw the contract that he got. He's a talented guy. Many people thought a second round pick, or worse, third round pick. So day two guy, by the way, makes this draft class look even better that he was just added to it. When you kind of think of now everything that's been put together to position that, I like to get wide receivers. So ones that can run and ones that can make plays like this, we're seeing some jet sweeps in our offense this year. So I think Isaiah Bond, I don't know how much he'll play against the Rams, but I could certainly see a package of, you know, 10 to 20 plays for him in week one where it's, all right, you're running vertically, and if they don't go with you, we'll throw it to you with Joe Flacco. If they do, it's going to open things up for guys on, you know, the deep overs for Jerry Jr., David Njoku down the seam, and then maybe try to get the ball in his hands with some wide receiver screens or some jet sweeps just to give him an opportunity to make plays with his speed. But I think that he will be a part of our week one game plan.
Wow. Nathan Zagura, Browns Radio Network, joining us right now. So I've been excited about Harold Fannin for quite some time. I am a veteran play-by-play announcer of Bowling Green. I had him one time, of Harold Fannin. And the one thing that was so interesting to me about Fannin, and it fits, you know, what you heard about him maybe coming out of high school, is that he could do many different things. At Bowling Green, they lined him up at H-back, tight end, wide receiver, running back. They put him in all sorts of positions. Do you think that we could see that? You talked about a trick play that they utilized him in, you know, in some of the action. What do you think we'll see out of Harold Fannin?
Yeah, I think he's the ultimate chess piece for this offense, and he's somebody that the Browns absolutely wanted to come out of this draft with, and he has been sensational. You talk to any of the coaches about him, and they immediately light up. So Harold Fannin, yes, I think in many ways you can look at Harold Fannin as partly our third receiver. You can look at him as our second tight end. Yes, you can get him in the backfield. You can do a lot of things with him. But I think he's going to play a big role immediately for this team. And it gives us, you know, Kevin Stefanski likes to obviously be in 12 personnel. So it gives us the ability to be in 12 personnel, but run a lot of your 11 personnel plays. And so what does that do? That forces the defense to put its third linebacker on the field. Or if they stay in the nickel, it gives you a big advantage in the run game. So if they put that third linebacker on the field, we all know your Sam linebacker typically is not as good in coverage as your nickel corner. I think that goes without saying. And I think if you look at the money that is spent around the league on third linebackers versus third corners, there's a huge discrepancy. So it allows for Kevin Stefanski to try to dictate the defensive personnel and then still run your 11 personnel plays out of 12 personnel because of the versatility with Fannin. So I think it gives the Browns a nice advantage. As I said, a nice chess piece. I think you'll see him lined up all over the formation, out wide, in the slot, on the wing, in line, in the backfield. I think Harold Fannin's going to be everywhere, and I think the Browns are very excited about what he brings to this offense.
Yeah, I know there were some draft gurus that were nervous about like his gait and his speed, but yet I pull up the tape and I watch him running away from Penn State defenders and the Texas A&M defenders, and I'm like, what's the issue here? I know some guys don't necessarily test all that fast, and then on the field in uniform, in pads, it's a different story.
Yeah, and we've seen that even in camp and some of the live periods where he's tough to get down. He's very good after the catch. He was one of the yak leaders in college football at the tight end position, much like David Njoku was coming out of Miami. So I like Harold Fannin a lot. I know the Browns like Harold Fannin a lot, and I'm excited to kind of see how they decide to employ him once we get to the regular season. I think the way that you, like, if you were at the Philly joint practices, he was all over everything with the first team, everything. And I think that the Browns are counting on him to have a very big role. You're going to get significant contributions from this rookie class, and I think Harold Fannin's going to be a big part of that.
Nathan Zagura joining us here on the show. Coaches have raved about him. What's going to make Carson Schlesinger possibly a special linebacker for this football team?
Well, I think it's at his size, his ability to move. He's got great hips, the ability to change direction, and he's very smart. Jason Tarver loves working with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Tim and said, you know, one of the things is, I don't care if guys make mistakes. I don't want them to make the same mistake twice. And so far, that's what Carson Swisher has done. He plays fast, but he doesn't make the same mistakes twice. He learns from them. And so he's going to have to come in and be the Mike linebacker, and be the green dot and play 1,000 snaps this season, because look at what that linebacker room was a year ago. You had JOK. He is out for the year. Jordan Hicks has retired. Mahmoud Diabate has been banged up kind of all of this preseason. Winston Reed, who they like, is banged up now. Buki Watson now on IR. It's a completely different room. You've just got really Devin Bush. And right now, Devin Bush and you – is the only guy standing from last year. You bring in Carson Schlesinger and Jerome Baker, and those are kind of your three guys right now. So a lot is going to be counted upon on him, but it's his ability to play the run, to blitz the quarterback. We saw that in Philly, and I think we're going to see more of that as we get into this season, because he's an adept blitzer, and then he's good in coverage. So when you're a three-down linebacker and you're smart and you learn from your mistakes quickly, you have a chance to be special. And Carson Schlesinger certainly is a tackling machine. We saw that 13 snaps, 6 tackles, 4 solo in his only preseason action thus far.
Micah Parsons' agent telling Jerry Jones to stick it. Thoughts?
It's a negotiating tactic, I would say. But I think that, you know, what we've seen around this league is that this isn't the NBA. The players do not have the leverage that I think they believe that they have or think that they should have relative to the players in the NBA. And Micah Parsons is either going to play, get a new deal from Jerry Jones, which I think is probably the likely outcome. I think we all remember there was a big standoff with Dak Prescott last year, and he got signed literally, was it the morning of the season opener here or the night before?
Night before.
The night before we played. So I'm not worried, but I think a lot of these things are often much ado about nothing, and it's posturing over, you know, a few $100,000 or $1 million, which is nothing to sneeze at. But as somebody who just watched some of that America's Game documentary, which I think is incredible television, just riveting and really perfectly done through 3 episodes. You know, Jerry Jones, when he bought the Cowboys, they couldn't agree on the final $300,000. They decided they'd flip a coin. He came out on the wrong side of that. But so maybe that's what they'll do. Maybe I'll sit down with Mike and say, let's flip a coin. And here we go.
Hey, real quick, but I have to ask. Anthony Richardson, is he a product of circumstance in Indianapolis, or is he just not that good?
I think it's very difficult when the most mundane throws are not accurate. When the layups aren't layups, it's hard. Can he make some of the greatest throws you've seen? Yeah, go back to week 1, 70 yards flat-footed, dropped it in a bucket against the Texans, but then in that same game he'll miss on 5-yard throws, guys that are wide open. So I just think it's so hard. But he hasn't played a lot of football. I mean, I definitely think he's somebody that if you can get into the hands of a patient team that's got a good quarterback guru, that there's still a lot there. He's younger than a lot of the guys in this draft class. So I still think there's a lot of talent there. But until he's able to have the layups be layups from an accuracy standpoint, it's just going to be so hard to count on him week in and week out.
Nathan, thank you for the time. We'll be listening to you tomorrow on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan, all across the UH Hospitals, Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Thank you guys very much. And I got to say, that was a very different interview than I thought it was going to be based on what I heard while I was waiting to come on the air. So that was a good time. Thank you.
Nathan, thank you very much for the time. The great Nathan Zagura. Again, him, Andrew Siciliano, Gerard Cherry on the sidelines, the University Hospital. I can't say it's redundant. Say UH Hospitals. The UH, Cleveland Browns Radio Network, your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan, where you can hear it on the Odyssey app within 100 miles of downtown Cleveland. Tone, I ain't said nothing about Tyler Huntley in the past. If you want to give me an impassioned argument about Dylan Gabriel, I'll hear you. But I think you're in the vast minority, because even the ones that don't like him and are tired of 92.3 The Shador, you know you're curious to see, what if he's got something special? What if Zach Jackson, who has been negative to about 95% of Browns players, and the other ones are Hall of Famers through the history of the Cleveland Browns, when he says that he might have something special, you know, you go, man, you know, Ken's an excitable boy, and sometimes Ken lets his heart take him to places where his brain should keep him from. But Zach's a guy who is as down in the mouth about the Browns as anybody. But when he says this about him, yeah, maybe I should be a little bit more open-minded to Sanders.
I think Shador's strengths of being able to layer the ball, being able to have the right timing while on the move or about to be on the move or as a play kind of breaks down, really showed that. He does have elite accuracy and placement when he's on. He hasn't been on every day. He's been on a lot of days. He is worth further development. And again, don't rush these guys. Let's all see Shador Sanders after a year. And whether that year means 9 months or 12 months or 16 or even 24 of NFL weight room, NFL coaching slash meeting slash playbook slash a little bit of seasoning, actually being used to his surroundings and teammates. I'm telling you, there is a starting quality, really tantalizing player in there. But in terms of actually getting there and doing it the right way, there doesn't need to be a rush. And for all the Sanders fans who have screamed, he's better, he's better, he's better, as I've told you many times, yes, think bigger. The kid is good enough.
See, I think that they're trying to bring him along the best way they possibly can. I think a lot of us think that we don't have enough time, and you don't want to have your time wasted. You do not believe, the vast majority of fans do not believe, that Dylan Gabriel can be a franchise quarterback for this team. They believe he can be Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy was no franchise quarterback of this football team. You know what, I know it. The American people who are Browns fans all across the world know it. Same thing with Kenny Pickett. You don't believe that. You spent time, just like I did, making fun of Kenny Pickett for 2 years. You don't believe that with Kenny Pickett. And you probably believe if there is a franchise quarterback out there for the Browns, he's probably going to play college football starting next week. That's what you probably believe. And I might be right there with you on that. But on this roster with these guys, 90% of Browns fans believe that Shador Sanders has the highest ceiling. Now, and that if anybody can dig us out...
What percentage of people would bet against all of them?
Bet against all of them?
Yeah.
Well, it's the Browns, so probably over 50.
Well, just if Shador was anywhere or Dylan Gabriel was anywhere.
If you were to dare to dream... Oh, if they were anywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I have no
idea. I think it would be
that.
A high percentage.
Really?
I think, yeah.
Dylan and Shador?
Yeah, both
and
of them.
And Kenny?
Oh, yeah, all
possibly.
Three.
Okay,
all three.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. But on this team, with all four of those guys, you got to get excited about somebody there. And I can tell, I can tell you all day long about DeJuan Jones. I'll tell you all day long. But my issue is that, hey, man, if we ain't talking enough Guardians for you, guilty as charged. If we ain't talking enough Cavs, it was on the podcast yesterday, but still, guilty as charged. Absolutely, I'm sorry about that. I really, really am. I'm dead serious about that. Even though, I don't know, I can't say that many good things about the Guardians because they're dropping ball games to teams that they should beat, and we're trying to get them in the postseason here. But damn it, you guys are right about that if that's the problem. But if we need to be talking about Dylan Gabriel, please say so many great things about Dylan Gabriel.
All right, I
say
now,
so many great things about Kenny.
I did say last segment, and Keith Britton, our boss, is in here, and I asked him, and I don't mean to tell him how to do his job. He's ascended to such a point in this company that who am I to tell him anything? But push notification the minute.
It's already been planned.
I mean, the minute he goes out there, I think people want to know, all right, the Dylan Gabriel experience is over for the day, and now we welcome Shador Sanders.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get a notification at kickoff that, hey, the game's here, Flacco's starting.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. We need to get some new people in that might not be there at kickoff. Maybe third quarter. Maybe it's the mid-third quarter at some point. There will be a push.
You're not going to do that for Dylan Gabriel, though.
Well, you have to
those
do it
people
for Dylan
will
Gabriel.
Already no, be. I'm assuming they'll already be there because they're hearing Flacco. So we don't really need to do that with Flacco. You know that Dylan's the next guy up. You just keep listening.
Matt on Twitter here accused journalism of being dead because I won't talk about Dylan Gabriel as much. You need to talk about Dylan Gabriel. I'm not a journalist, well, but we need to put a push notification for
Keith
Dylan Gabriel.
He sees the numbers.
I'll give you a perfect example right now. Yesterday, Shedeur Sanders stepped to the podium. Did he not? He was the only quarterback to speak yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We pushed it. Listening went up about 115% within 10 minutes of pushing it, which means it was Shedeur Sanders related. Nothing else.
Would not have happened if it was, hey, Dylan Gabriel's going to finally share some thoughts.
We had plenty of people listening. We did the push specifically for Shedeur Sanders. It was a 12, 13-minute press conference, and it did exactly what we expected it to do.
Now, let me ask you this. And
115%?
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
It's a significant jump.
Oh my God. I know people will say, we are the agenda setters. We set the table, so we influence what is out there. If we talked more Dylan Gabriel, do you think then that would work up a fervor for Dylan Gabriel talk and listeners?
No. And by the way, let me double down here yesterday. On our YouTube channel, which you guys have done a great job, you're up there, your content's up there every day. Daryl posted Shedeur Sanders yesterday. Did you see what that did?
No.
It was in the top 60 of hyped videos on YouTube yesterday.
Of all videos?
Of all videos.
That includes the 6-7 thing.
In the top 60, I think it's actually 61. Hyped videos on YouTube yesterday.
That's a lot of videos.
People just
that's
to watch him.
Of, that's
just,
ahead of Cracker Barrel talk.
This goes right along with listening to him on the radio, but just to watch him sit there and talk at a podium.
Can I say something about that? Go ahead. I don't like the new decor. The sign is the sign. That's whatever. I saw the video of the decor.
Get this video up immediately.
I didn't like the new decor.
Put Shedeur Sanders and Cracker Barrel in the same headline, and I'm telling you, that's how you game the system right there.
I'm sitting there going, man, I don't make a big deal about the logos and stuff. I really don't. But, man, I saw that new decor. I go, that's not the Cracker Barrel I grew up with. Okay? I need a Gaither Family CD from the old Cracker Barrel. That's what I need.
I will tell you, but I'm on the YouTube page right now. We had Urban Meyer on yesterday, right? Pretty big deal. He had a good amount of viewings. Shedeur Sanders' press conference yesterday has 5 times as many views.
Well, let me get to the phones here.
Let's go.
We're talking 6-figure views.
Pete Olmstead, he wants to make a case for Dylan Gabriel. Go ahead.
Make it.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well, Pete. Go.
Good. Hey, why did, first of all, you could play quarterback for all I care. I'm 63. I don't care who plays quarterback. But you guys are building Sanders, especially Daryl Ryder. He said he's the worst quarterback out of 75 quarterbacks he's seen in the Browns camp. That's wrong. I called him out even at the practice. Why did nobody in any of your stations, I listen to all you guys, but nobody brought up the fact that Sanders played against the worst defense backups and Gabriel played against the best team backups.
Plenty of people brought that up over the last 2 weeks. Plenty of people have said
that. I'm one of you guys, especially arguing for Dylan Gabriel. I'm not arguing. I call him the little lefty. I think that they see a lot in him, and the Browns won't admit it. The guy's picking, but he has some of the same qualities as Baker Mayfield did. Okay, he's a baller. He can play. I think you give him a chance. He might be a short quarterback that actually succeeds in the league.
I asked for it and I got it. I'm glad you said it. But when I got people telling me that his ceiling is Colt McCoy, it's like, probably not going to make a big deal about that. And you know what? The weird thing about it, Pete, and thank you very much for the call because I wanted a guy like Pete to get in because they got to be able to get their thoughts in too about a guy. If they're anti-Shedeur, if they're pro-Dylan Gabriel, it's like, hey, man, you want to talk about guys like Colt McCoy? We had truck commercials with Colt McCoy. We spent hours on Colt McCoy. I mean hours on the guy. You don't remember it, but I do. I had to host the shows during when we didn't have the Browns. And it was when Colt McCoy was playing.
Kenny, I just got a note passed to me from our boss, Keith Britton. He said numbers just plummeted over the last 2 minutes. Okay. Thanks to the Dylan Gabriel call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.